Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Well, gang, this is Ken Carpenter. Each week, the mailbox is loaded with your letters, and each and every week, we're loaded with stars who answer those letters to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. 111 weeks ago in New York City, Command Performance was born, and on that first program, B. Wayne sang Chattanooga Choo Choo. Well, tonight, Sister B is in Hollywood on three counts to MC your white-haired clam bake, to bring back memories of the night it was born, and to cut you another slice of Chattanooga Choo Choo. Fellas, here's B. Wayne.
Chattanooga choo-choo, Chattanooga choo-choo, Chattanooga choo-choo.
Don't thought all the little hole, won't you pardon me, boy? Is that the Chattanooga choo-choo?
Yes, yes, track 29.
Boy, you can give me a shine. I can afford to board a Chattanooga choo-choo. I've got my fare and just a trifle of spare. You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore. Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina. When you hear the whistle blow and eight to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far. Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling. Woo woo, Chattanooga, there you are. Woo. There's gonna be a certain party at the station. Satin and lace, I used to call Funny Face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam. So Chattanooga choo-choo, won't you choo-choo me home? Chattanooga choo-choo, won't you choo-choo me?
Thanks a lot, and hi there, fellas. This is B. Wayne, and that was the Charioteers cutting it four ways on a bit of Chattanooga. A lot has happened on Command Performance since I met the old girl that first night 2 years ago, but a lot's happening tonight, too, so let's do it. First, though, let me bounce a quick hello off the continent of Africa. I'm partial to Africa. In fact, I never wash my spinach because I simply love sand. Our best to Corporal J.W. Manter. Thanks to Scotland's newspapers for rating us so high in that Bonnie radio poll. At 3-4, love to Hammy, Whizzer, Peachy, the Meathead Twins, and Hemostat. Howdy, Boston Sawyer at 6-7-8. Lieblick and 18GIs at 872. Hello, 1051. Also, Scatterbrain Green at 985. Flying Fortress Ev Giddings and the gang in China, Burma, and India. And by command of men in Greenland, Iceland, and Persia, he's the former world's light heavyweight boxing champion. That mass of muscle from head to foot and ear to ear, Slapsy Maxy Rosenblum.
Hi, fellas, and hello, Miss Wayne. Gee, I'm sorry I'm late, but I came as fast as I could. I came right from the hospital.
The hospital? What's wrong, Maxie?
My brother Moe is having a baby.
Your brother is having a baby?
Yeah, everything happens to poor Moe. His wife's in the hospital, too.
Well, that's more like it. His wife's in the hospital, too.
Yeah, she's in a fraternity ward.
Fraternity ward. That's quite a change.
Nah, first comes the baby, then comes the change.
Well, all kidding aside, I take it the baby is imminent.
Huh?
I said the baby is imminent.
If it is, we'll have to have it naturalized. That we do.
Well, anyway, as soon as the baby is born, I suppose your brother will be right there handing out cigars.
Ah, don't be silly. Little babies don't smoke.
Maxie, you're an imbecile and practically illiterate.
Yeah, and I'm stupid, too.
Anyway, Maxie, you're going to be glad you came over to command performance tonight, because we've got one of your greatest admirers here, a fellow prize fighter.
Yeah, who's that?
Well, that young comedian from Radio and Pictures, three-fisted Cliff Nazaro. Cliff, I want you to meet Maxie Rosenblum.
Thanks, B. Say, are you the Maxie Rosenblum, the guy I've seen in so many fights?
Yep.
I didn't recognize you for a minute.
Why not?
You're standing up.
Ooh, I hit you.
But seriously, Maxie, I've always admired you as a fighter.
Thank you. You may rest assured.
In fact, I have an oil painting.
Well, I may get a laugh, you know.
Wait for your laughs. In fact, I have an oil painting of you on the wall of my den.
Is it a good oil painting? I wish I was dead. Is it a good oil painting?
Yes. You look so natural on the canvas.
My dear sir, you may poke fun at my pugilistic attributes. But you've got to realize that I had hundreds of fights and I've had thousands and thousands of punches thrown at me.
Maxie, why didn't you stop some of those punches?
Does it look as if I missed any?
Well, you wouldn't have... Listen, you wouldn't have had any trouble if you'd have followed the Cliff Nazaro system of fisticuffs.
Yeah, how does that work?
Well, take my last fight, for instance. I was battling a boy named Sad Sack Johnson, the Snap U Flash.
Oh, I know that kid. you can't fool me. I know that kid. Tell me, what happened?
Well, the bell rang. I came out of my corner, and I planted a left hook on his chin. And he hit me right, and when I started to counter-raise a sovereign, he walked over the master center and didn't even counter-raise a supermarket by the supermarket. And then the referee walked over to me and says, "Hey, you, keep up your punches." I said, "Well, listen, referee, I wasn't countering for Arthur Sparrow. He kicked me in the forest and I counter ever, so I didn't even see the for him."
Well, that sounds reasonable.
Yeah, well, the second round started and he hits me right on the capper. Not on the wrist or the reach, but hit me right in the shiver faces. The first thing I know, I'm flat on my canson.
Oh. Flat on your canson?
Yes. Who's doing the double talk? You or me? Well, anyway, I stayed down till I saw an opening. And finally, I figured if I backed him across the ring, I'd have a chance to hit him right in the castrum. So I went over to Pacer's race, and I said, "This is going to be the punch that's going to cap a stone." And I hit before I said it might. Not a mess from the feet, but right on the nose.
Were you scared?
Well, listen, when I walked in the ring, I brought a face that's tailored. Fighting isn't a castrum, all right?
Naturally.
Of course, I've seen you get your cabinet razor by the mind, you're stellaring.
Many times.
But if I go in a ring... But if I go in a ring and a fighter raises a stellar media fight by bites, it doesn't bother me a bit.
You'd be silly. Shall I tell you a very interesting coincidence?
When I say it doesn't bother me a bit, you have a cue there.
Oh, it doesn't bother you a bit?
That's right. Still punchy. Well, go ahead.
What happened?
They picked me up.
That's my line. I forgot. I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's all right.
What
the other cauliflower. But anyway, I had one ace left. In the sixth round, I rushed in with a catlet.
Yeah.
I took out all my patisseries. You remember the old fighters like Sullivan, those guys, when he didn't have any base?
Yeah.
Well, he used to take the little catlet balls and he'd fight boss. He'd bring out all that cast. Well, I catlet fit my belt. See, of course, I couldn't save the maid.
No, you can't.
Who does your laundry?
I
couldn't save the maid. I picked up my cast and I went through. And that was the time of race, and that's how I won the title.
Well, shall I tell you a very interesting coincidence?
What?
That's how I lost mine.
Good night, Maxie.
Good night, Cliff.
Thanks, Cliff Nazaro and Maxie Rosenblum. Those boys could sub for Professors Einstein and Millikan any day. Well, gang, we've got a tune here that thousands of you want. But I'll pick out just one letter to tell you about it. Dear Command Performance, the first time we heard our big show was almost 2 years ago. We were fighting on Mud Hill somewhere in North Africa. Hearing Command Performance and our favorite song was a half hour of happiness, almost like being home. Today we are far from Africa, and if you do our favorite song, it would take us home again. Well, gentlemen, you just know we will. And if the charioteers will gather around, you'll hear something that goes like this.
didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me want you. And all the time you knew it, I guess you always knew it. You made me happy sometimes. You made me feel so glad. But there were times, dear, you made me feel so bad. You made me sigh for, I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to tell you. I need some love. That's true. Yes, I do. Indeed, I do. You know I do. Give me what I cry for. You know you've got the kind of kisses that I die for. You know. Didn't wanna do it. You made me want you.
And all the time you knew.
I guess you always knew it. You made me happy sometimes. You made me feel so glad. So bad, darling, you made me sigh for. I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to tell you. I need some love. That's true. Yes, I do. Indeed, I do. You know I do. Give me what I cry for. You know you've got the brand of kisses that I die for. You know you made me.
Charioteers, and we'll flip you a solo spot in a second or two. Well, men, we get a lot of letters from the G.I. Carnegie Hall contingent, as well as the Harry James fans. So being honor-bound to take orders, we try to give you the long hair jive, as well as the beat me daddy to the bar variety. And we're glad tonight to fill orders for the world's outstanding piano duo, Lubeschutz and Nemanoff, Mr. and Mrs. Offstage. Pierre Lubeschutz picked up a few pointers on piano at Moscow Conservatory of Music. He has appeared with Toscanini, and so has Genia Nemanoff, who learned the chopsticks at Paris Conservatory. Their first selection, if I can pronounce it, is Coronation Scene from Boris Godunov by Mussorgsky, a command performance for Lubeschutz and Nemanoff.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lubershutz and Eminoff. And now command performance in The Charioteers. Get on the beam for Sarge Ken Turner and the aviation engineers at 528. For Kurtz Jr. and Dellett Smith at the 512 Message Center. For the Midnight Marauders at 638, including Chief Harris, Mole, Hairless Raposa, Schultz Morris, and Whack Happy Hem. Also, Bill Shoesmith and the Royal Australian Air Force. Our hello to Bob Prizer and those British friends in Scotland who sign Jimmy, Spooky, Skinny, and Knockknees. It's a command for some of America's finest harmony on a song that'll live forever. Take it, Charioteers. Thanks for all your swell work tonight. Well, sir, we've got Johnny Mercer with us. Old songwriting Johnny Mercer. Johnny reminds me a lot of Bing Crosby and Andy Devine. Yes, sir. He's got Bing's personality and Andy Devine's voice. Johnny's a steady customer of Command Performance, and tonight he's in the groove hauling gravel on the blues. Way down yonder in New Orleans, Johnny Mercer.
Way down yonder in New Orleans, in a land of dreamy scenes, there's a Garden of Eden. Boys, you know what I mean. Creole babies with flashing eyes, softly whispering tender sighs.
Stop!
You bet your life you linger there a little while.
Stop!
Won't you give your lady fair a little smile? There is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens way down yonder in New Orleans. Orleans. The location of New Orleans on the Mississippi River near the Gulf makes this city a natural gateway through which pass the most famous gates. Population is 1,695,000, most of which is the local. Nearby are situated the interesting little towns of Pascagoula and Bugaloosa. Once a year, they hold a thing called a Mardi Gras, in which everybody, who is anybody, dresses up like somebody that they ain't. All of which is very confusing. But nevertheless, and irregardless, if you are planning on a sojourn, Jack, pack some stuff in your barrack bag and ease on down. Because there is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens way down yonder in New Orleans.
To all of you fellows throughout the world who've written to command performance for a bit of that stormy weather, come up real close now. I'm singing it just for you. That I think I'm gonna die. Come on home and put that sun back in my sky. Well, men, we're fresh out of time. But we're setting the international alarm clock for next week. We hope you get time to listen then. Thanks ever so much for the swell letters, and we hope that one of these days soon, every letter you write can be postmarked Hometown, USA. This is B. Wayne sending love to all of you and the best of the best from Command Performance. So long, fellas.
And this is Ken Carpenter making the final checkup for the night, saying that Command Performance is arranged in cooperation with the Hollywood Victory Committee and produced for the Armed Forces of the United Nations by the Armed Forces Radio Service.